Okay, so we're going to move into the seventh parak, Misha Achso. So what we learned from the first parak of Misha Achso, which is interrupted by Goldie Agadatha, until we get past that, is that a person has to be a bardas in order to be able to be mitzave, a sofer, and aid them to write and sign the get. So someone is not in a mental state in which he knows what's going on, then he's unable to authorize the get. And you have complications if people go in and out of such mental states. So the Mechaber begins him in Kuf Kaf Aleph that a person has to be of sound mind at the time of the Tzibu HaSofer, and also the time that the get is written. And you have to be careful if you have someone who goes in and out of stages of sanity to make sure that you don't write again at a point that he's out of his sane state. So if you have someone who has some kind of severe mental illness, you may need to have some kind of evaluation to make sure that he's of sound enough mind to get. In most situations, people are probably medicated enough that at the time that they come in, they have their act together and can be
and do you use
properly.
I mean, birds, I guess,
you're basically use like psychiatric evaluations by someone who understands what the halacha is. As a U.S. court, say someone's competent.
Theory,
but
right. So in theory, if we have such a case, so we may bring in a psychologist to evaluate the person when he's there. But usually, he can tell by talking to someone on the phone if he's with it or not. So, if he has a diagnosis.
The way the Chazal described Brit can be very extreme. In other words, if you have a person, not a person talking about a person who has certain neuroses, let's say for example. Right? In other words, you have somebody who really has certain breaks or something like that with. In other words, it's not if the person has, let's say, a certain diagnosis in it, what is it called, the DSM, whatever, it doesn't mean necessarily that the person.
The Gemara talks about his ability to answer questions and to understand that you can't avoid it in the summer, it's not the winter, you know, wear warm clothing in the wrong season. But typically, the barometer is that if a person is capable of putting himself together, getting dressed by his own in the morning, and walking out to the street, he's probably of sound enough mind to give a get. Then the Gemara tells on the Fayin Aleph about a Cheresh. So Cheresh is defined in Halacha as an Inu Shamei and Inu Medaber, a deaf mute. Someone who's unable to speak and unable to hear. So Cheresh is one of the people who are defined as Lav and Das, who is the Cheresh Shota and Katan together. So Katan is going to become a Vedas, he just happens to be insufficient age. A Shota has whatever issues that prevents him from functioning properly. And a Cheresh is someone who's in a Shoma. In a shemei of ein v'daber, the Gemara says initially here in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, Amir of Kahana Amirav, Cheresh Yachol Daber Mitoch Hatzav, Kos V'Nos and Ged LeIshto. A Cheresh who is capable of communicating through writing, were able to write a Ged on his behalf. As that's the expression the Gemara has elsewhere, that a Cheresh has Kiddushin Derabbanan and Gerushin Derabbanan, a Kishem Shekonsa Bermisa Kachmagarsha Bermisa, and a Cheresh is able to affect Kiddushin Midrabbanan and Midraisa, a Cheresh is not a Bardak, he can't affect the Kiddushin. But the Rabbanan gave him the ability to affect the Kiddushin Midrabbanan through Bermisa, through motioning his intent to be Mekadosh a woman, and Kabbalah Kapalto, just like he's able to affect the Kiddushin Midrabbanan through Remiza, he's able to affect a get Midrabbanan through Remiza as well. So that's the Gemara's discussion over here. Number one, the possibility of the mitzavah through Sivav, through writing, and then the possibility of the mitzavah through Harkana, through nodding, through some bodily motion that indicates his willingness and interest in authorizing a get. So the relative values of Siva versus Harkana is Siva may be a stronger expression of a person's intent because you can motion and it could be somewhat unclear what the intent of your motion is, as opposed to if you put something in writing, so you know, the words say what they mean. It's easier to ascertain the person's intent from a a long essay than from a motion and a grunt. On the other hand, the relative value of Harkana is that that's a mice of a gufo. He's actually doing something with his body to indicate what his intent is.
I think if this woman lived with a fairish for 20 years,
right,
and she's only, she's an Asher, she's the Rabbanan, and Bismanazeh, what is the
so we'll talk about Bismanazeh in a few minutes.
Okay.
We pass in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Kav Aruch.
We're not really finished, but we just established
about this. Mishin Ishtatik. And Ishtatik is a person who becomes mute. He's functioning totally normally. He's of sound mind. And suddenly he's unable to speak. And then we ask him if he's interested in giving a get to his wife, because we have indication that he wants to, he just can't articulate it. And then he motions with his head, yes. So then the Gemara says, so we try to figure out whether we can be comfortable that his yes means yes and his no means no. So we'll ask him yes or no questions, and we'll make sure that his different noddings correspond to the correct answers to the yes or no questions, to ascertain that he's a sufficient das in order to give a get. That's the Gemara. That's true, by someone who was able to speak and then suddenly he becomes nishtatik, or someone who was always unable to speak. He's Shemei Ben Medaber. So Shemei Ben Medaber is a halachic bardas. So then we'll rely on his remisa. Aval Cheresh. Sheinu Shemei Ben Medaber. Cheresh is a deaf mute. Einu Mosi is Ishta Remisa. Im Nasa Kishahaya Pikeach. So if he was a Pikeach, he was not a Cheresh at the time of the Kedusha. So that's a Kedusha in Daraisa. And then something happens to him, he has an accident, he becomes a Cheresh. So he's incapable of divorcing his wife because he had a Kedusha in the Torah, and they're incapable of effecting a Gerish. So he's stuck. But if they married when he was in a state of cheresh, even if she is a total bastas, then Mosi Remiza, then you're allowed to be Megaresh through Remiza, through Harkana, through motion. Okay. So, issue that contemporary posts can deal with. Contemporary is in the last 200 years, independent of relevant Hilchas Gittim and not only relevant Hilchas Gittim, is how do we define a Cheresh nowadays? The Gemara's category of Cheresh of Katan is someone who's not a Bardas, but we have people, Cheresh'im, who are able to, they go to school, there are schools for the deaf, they're highly intelligent people.
They're in class too.
Right, but we'll talk about someone with that implant, someone who's incapable of hearing at all, but he's extremely intelligent, he was educated, and he can communicate the sign language. So is that a halachic cheresh or not? So the Rashash has a comment here in Arsigya Ma'amalif. Rashash writes in a single line that he once saw, or heard, that in Vienna there is a school for cheresh'im. Was he talking about Vilna or Vienna?
No, he was in Vilna.
He was in Vilna, right. But I think he wrote about Vienna. Vienna. In Vilna, they weren't as advanced.
You shouldn't get them mixed up, Vilna and Vienna.
Right. In Western Europe, they were educating the Cheresh'im. And everyone has the new Gemara, so everything's a digest, so you can don't overlook, don't remember how to look for the Rashash. So he writes over here. Uh-huh. Bizmanenu nimsa b'Vienna, in Vienna, Habira. Beis Talmud al Hatzila l'Chershen Vileda. They have a school, an educational system for people who are born as Chershem in Shamim v'Einim Medabrim. So both the Marsham has a tshuva and the Divrei Chaim Litzan Zerav has a tshuva in which they're noted to say that a Cheresh who is properly educated and is an intelligent person is not a halachic Cheresh. In other posts in the Maram Shek, yeah.
So what would be Avshan Cheresh
is someone who's retarded, someone who is unintelligent and incapable of communicating in any way.
Is the Cheresh simon or siva of the problem?
Yes, so that's the issue here.
So
that's part of the issue.
Well, I mean, if it's a siva, then it doesn't make a difference what, if it's the cause, it doesn't make a difference what you go ahead and do afterwards. If it's
right.
The essence of being a Cheresh,
right. I mean, the way
so implants of things, and no matter what you do, you can't remove the fact that someone is born that they are
Correct. Unless, well, what one could argue that if someone is objectively ena shemei ve'ena medaber and he can only communicate through sign language, but he's an intelligent person, he's a cheresh. But at the same time, if a person has some kind of implant that allows him to hear, so bottom line, he's hearing. So that he's no longer an ena shemei.
So that would be okay. That's if cheresh is the siva. So then, if that's the cause, right? If cheresh is the cause, then you don't have the cause. But if it's just the simon of a bigger, larger problem, then,
right.
then no matter what you
Correct.
Do, cover that up. It's no matter what you change. If it's a simon of some,
well, not necessarily, because you could change. You can if it's an indication that someone has no intelligence or inferior intelligence, but then you can educate him and he can become intelligent.
A shaita you can't. I mean, if there's something lacking in
right.
So this is just Chayushas is a way of you seeing a way we know that this person
right.
has some
that,
issues.
That could be.
So now the fact that he talks doesn't change whatever the Chayush represents. The deafness represents something. The deafness is not in itself a problem, just it represents something that...
Right. No, but it could be that it represents a certain lack of intelligence, which is compensated for by being able to hear artificially.
That's not really something as a general just came up with. I have no thoughts. So first time discussing Cheresh, I just never thought about it. Like, what role does the Cheresh
play? So Shlomo Zalman, for example, has a piece in his Tshuvos in which he writes that a Cheresh is an absolute category. That someone is Enu Shemei Enu Medaber, even if he's right, just like a Katan, is an absolute category. The Vilna Gaon knew more at 8-7 than we all know when we're much older. But he was still a Katan. He couldn't count for a minion. He couldn't do any be involved in any Dabrishim position because there's an objective category of a Katan who is defined as elaborate as, even though to our mind he could be the most intelligent person in the world. So Cheresh also is an objective category that's defined as a Labar Das. We may not understand exactly how these definitions work, but even if he's the most intelligent person in the world, he's still halachically a Labar Das.
But second, he can start talking once you're Shema and Medaber.
Once he can talk, once he can hear, he's not a
Cheresh
anymore.
No matter, even though he's physically a Cheresh. I mean, naturally.
Well, naturally a Cheresh, but then we've compensated for that,
so that's fine, okay.
that defect. So that's discussion in our bottom, yeah.
Who theoretically, who's highly intelligent, can be competent.
Right.
That person can't. Took a hard line approach to saying this is what it is intrinsically.
Right.
Then everything they're doing is the rabbanan, really.
Right.
Yeah. So.
They can only do what they can do.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Right. So the Maram Shik, I think it is, has a tshuva about a tailor in town who was a cheresh and was incapable. He was extremely intelligent, and he came to shul, and he did everything that everyone else did. But the Maram Shik was of the opinion that the bottom line is still the cheresh is labor das, came and started with dominion, even though he knows what to do, even though he seems to be highly intelligent. The issue of hearing artificially adds another layer to that. I mean, you have someone who was born as a cheresh and shemei v'ena medaber, but you have some kind of hearing aid that allows him to hear somewhat, and maybe allows him to talk somewhat. So
it's full. At this point, I think it's full.
Right. So Moshe has a tshuva in which he writes that someone who's born as a cheresh, who then has a hearing aid, and that allows him to talk in some minimal way. So the fact that the way Rav Moshe presents it is that the litmus test is whether he can talk intelligently. Meaning, if it's a syllable here and a syllable there, and it's a grunt, and no one can really make out what he means, so that's not a medaber.
Communication's going on.
Communication, but if a person can communicate in such a way that people understand what he means, his language is Chosech Diburo. Moshe's Tshuva is in Chelek Gimel Lamed Gimel Evan Ezer. So if you have someone who is born a Chayush and Shemay Ben Adab, and they give him a hearing aid, so he can hear, he can speak a little bit in a less than fully comprehensible way. His lashon is Ein Chituch Dibur Kol Kach Borer. He can speak, but the articulation is not so clear. But he still has the status of a medaber. If you can understand, pay close attention, you can still understand what he's meaning, even though it's not so clear. So that's called a medaber bein shamei. Rav Moshe thinks that if you can't hear naturally, then hearing through a hearing aid doesn't make you a shamei. But if you can't speak naturally, bottom line, if you're speaking, so you're speaking. So that's called a medaber bein shamei. A medaber bein shamei has the status of bikach. So he's considered to be a bar das. Other achronim assume that even if you can't hear naturally, but you hear through a hearing aid, that's called a shamei. Prichadosh here in our simon, in our simon Kuf Kuf Aleph, right that way. If you have someone who hears through hearing aid, that has halachic significance, and that would make him into a bardas.
So there's no case that are really coming out that they're arguing.
And the Tzemach said that Lubavitch has a tshuva like that. So there are a number of posts can assume that if someone, bottom line, can hear even through a hearing aid or some kind of implant, then that makes him into a halachic shamei. The lashon of the Prichadosh is that they gave him a minchat sotros, trumpets in the ear. That's our hearing aid. Right. The hearing aid of the Prichadosh was a little bit more rudimentary than primitive than ours.
But if we take it, so we like a better word, a progressive approach to what a cherish is,
okay,
that would seemingly like open a Pandora's box of every definition, would it not? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying this is an intrinsic issue,
right?
And if we open up, we redefine it, then seemingly we could reapproach everything from Nashim, from Kitani, meaning a woman is puzzled for Eidus.
Right.
We could give certain reasons why. We say now.
It's not a matter of giving a reason why, it's that a Cherish is defined. Eno Shemed Ben Medaber are the symptoms that present itself of someone who's a Labar Das, like a Shota.
Right.
So if those issues present themselves but aren't necessarily symptomatic of a intelligence, maybe things are okay.
But I'm thinking it does open a certain. Does it not? I mean, like a lot of
it's still there are very few things that are exactly like the parish, though, that's right. But I was going to ask the same. What about shaita? I mean, just those things that I've never really had a chance to speak to someone who practices these type of things. Shaita, you have a spectrum nowadays, right? Nowadays, everyone is someone or other, whether it's ADD, ADHD, on the spectrum, off the spectrum.
The Bible tells you what the definition of
shaita.
It doesn't mean someone who has any
social problems.
The base kavaros, the money, and
diagnosis in the
what's the Gemara say?
The Gemara in Chagiga says there's a certain siman of Shota, someone who's lamed beis kavaros. Shota does certain things that are acts of a deranged person. So the Machlokas is showing him, are those examples dafka or those examples lav dafka? Are those simply some manifestations of someone who's a labar das, or are those the only manifestations?
Do you ever have shaita issues with a functioning person that doesn't want to consider shaita?
If someone is functioning, that they're not a shaita. I have Rav Moshe's famous tshuva about the Mashiach case in Europe, a person who ran around in Europe without clothing, saying it was other mission for a chet, and he tried to get everyone to the tshuva. And aside from the fact that he had this hang up that he was Mashiach, he was otherwise fully normal. So the issue was whether this guy could give a get. So Moshe assumes it's a lengthy tshuva, but the bottom line is that doesn't, the fact that he has a
strange,
a shtus of davrecha, so to speak, doesn't make him into an absolute shota. Moshe is not to that person giving a get. So people have hang-ups, and people do things that are
different,
that are acts of shtus. But that doesn't always make someone into a show to someone who can't function.
Simple, keep it as simple, straightforward, shaita.
I mean, it's not an absolute definition. Practically speaking, someone is functioning, then, but there, throughout history, there are these celebrated shota cases, the Cleves Get, probably the most famous one.
Which one?
The Cleves Get. It's a long story, not for now.
If you're in the get situation, you might know
it's not on the right. Yeah, but Lamaisa doesn't, people don't usually present it as
is that something you run into?
We have more Kharishim than we have Shotim.
Sure.
So in terms of the procedure, the process for a get Kharish, so the Beis Shmuel quotes over here in Sukkot and Ches. Right, so if you have a cheresh, we'll treat someone as pashas and inner shemei v'ena v'dabra, it's a halacha cheresh, so he needs to be mesaveh the sofer, the eden, to write a get. So we'll have him do that b'kfitza / remisa with the motioning, and also by writing it out. But as part of that process, the Beis Shmuel here makes reference. The Pesach Tshuva makes reference to the Tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Kadmon. They nusach of Rabbeinu Yerucham for a get cheresh. So Rabbeinu Yerucham has a nusach for a get cheresh, which is non-standard nusach of a get. Normal nusach of a get is in the first person of the husband. Husband speaking to wife that you are divorced from me, free and permissible to remarry. The nusach haget of Rabbeinu Yerucham is in the person of Bezdin. We also thought that we convened as a Bezdin and we oversaw the issuance of a get from Ploni to Ploni. There's a machlokes achronim within this nusach of Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Tzemach Tzedek was Shoshos Yontif, and then on the opposite title is Nachos Shiva. Whether the Nusach of Rabbeinu Yerucham is a Nusach of the Get itself, the language of the Get for Get Cheresh is different than the standard language for Get, because a Cheresh is incapable of divorcing on his own. He's not a Berdah, so it's really Bezdin who are affecting the Get on behalf of the Cheresh. That's it, the Kana Darabanan of Get Cheresh. It's not the Cheresh be Megarish, it's Bezdin be Megarish. Or was there many Yerucham's Nusach again, not a Nusach for Get, but rather a Nusach for the Harshah, a Nusach for the Bezdin documentation. A Bezdin would find the document that the Get was executed under these circumstances, but not the Nusach of the Get itself. So because of that doubt, as to whether it's actually different nusach haget or simply a nusach of the harsha, the post can say that our practice is to write two gittin for a get cheresh. Nod Yehuda has a tshuva in which he writes that I never needed to encounter the situation of get cheresh, but if I did, I'd have to think about it. And he didn't specify how to write my list of fears. He didn't specify how to do it. The sefer of record on the Seder Get Cheresh is a nice sefer by the name of Melechas Cheresh, which is written by an uncle of the Or Sameach, with the Skamas of the Dal of his time. So he has the Seder Get for Get Cheresh and to other halachic issues and topics. And he discussed with the Gedolim the time when he had the opportunity, the occasion, and necessity to miss out on Geferish, how to go about it. So he discusses this issue of the two Gedolim. But that's the practice of Batei Din, that where you have a Geferish, so there are two Gedolim issued, and we would use the Nod Bihuda's practice that we referenced earlier, that you write one get, and then you don't tell anyone that you're writing two get, and after you finish the first get, then you say, oops, we made a mistake, we have to write another get, to obviate the issue of Breyer involved with writing two get. So that's the practice when you have a get chavish, to write two separate get. One of them is a standard nosach, and the other one is a nosach of the Rebbeinu Yerucham, which is from the perspective of Beis Din. Another issue that we were dealing with this year when it comes to the Gacharish is what happens, is there a way to affect a get of Chershim where there's no possibility of the get being given directly from one party to another? You need to appoint a Shaliach. The husband's in New York and the woman's in a faraway country, there's no possibility of them coming together in the same place. So Chereshat and Vekatan are Labanidas, and a Labanidas can't appoint a Shaliach. So normally the way you solve the problem of a husband and wife being in different locations is for a husband to appoint a Shaliach to deliver the get to his wife. But the pashas is that a Chereshat should be incapable of appointing a Shaliach because he's Labanidas, and the Labanidas cannot appoint a Shaliach. Katan can't appoint a Shaliach, a Shota can't appoint a Shaliach. So a Chereshat shouldn't be able to appoint a Shaliach. In the Sefer Melachos Chereshit, he talks about this. So he quotes the tshuva that Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch, who is Mingel, with the svara that the whole institution of Get Chereshit is only the Rabbanan. So when the Rabbanan instituted the Get Chereshit, they didn't just institute the Get itself, they instituted all the ancillary aspects of Hilchos Get, and also as part of the institution of Get Chereshit Midrabbanan, they also instituted the ability of a Chereshit to appoint a Shliach, even though under normal circumstances a Chereshit cannot appoint a Shliach, but for the purpose of delivering a Get, that's part of the Takana of Getin for a Chereshit. Yeah.
I'm sad that it's the Beis Din, that the Get is coming from the Beis Din.
Right.
But they're the ones when they come up. So then, is this a problem at all? In other words, if it's coming from the Chereshit, and you right. say that it's all his get,
right.
and the Chachamim basically said that you have an avdash from our
right.
point of view, Kabbalah
right,
Kabbalah. So, but if it's coming from the Beis Din, so
right. it's definitely easier to understand that you could have a shliach in this situation if it's coming from the
Beis Din. Right. There's more of a problem if you say that.
Do you both have to point him? Does the Beis Din also point him as a shliach on the tzad? On the tzad.
No, I mean, the pashas is that it's the Chereshit is being megarish. We do two gittin to cover a basis just within that opinion that the Rebbeinu Yerucham's get was actually a different nusach.
Huge chiddush that doesn't come to the basis.
But I mean, if push came to shove and we're only able to do one get for a chayrish, to do the standard get, not the Rebbeinu Yerucham get, and we'd probably be comfortable with the effort that that was sufficient.
Why do you lose having the Bezin appoint him also at the Shayach? Does that make sense? Is it possible?
I don't know if you lose anything. I don't know if you gain anything.
Side, yeah, on that side, the Bezdin.
On that side, it's the Bezdin who are allowing for the Chereshit to be in the Garish and overseeing it.
So same thing, too.
But you still need the Chereshit to be in the Mamad of ever. So the Melech Chereshit was in Semach Tzedek Lubavitch, who thinks that it works, and the Melech Chereshit rejects that and he called him all. He totally rejects the possibility. He says that's not true. The Takana of Gittin for Chereshit is the get and nothing more, nothing ancillary, and there's no ability for a Chereshit to be Mamana a Shaliach. However, upon further research, the Sholem Eshiv is Mekel, at least B'makom Adchak, where there's no other option. The Avnei Nezer is Mekel, B'makom Adchak, where there's no other option. And our first Akazachua, in which there is a get that was written in Bucharest by a Cheresh, 50s I think, that needed to be sent to Tel Aviv. So he was Matir appointing a shliach l'alacha idei cheresh and sending the gap to Tel Aviv, which apparently they did. And in the tshuva Emek Halacha, Rabbi Lehman's grandfather, he also has a record of such a nice baguette in St. Louis that was sent to Canada. He also was a get cheresh where they sent it idei shliach. So there are achronim of record who are matir minu shliach l'alacha al yidei cheresh. Then you have to figure out the issue of the two gittin. Now, it's another Yehuda is concerned that you can't write to get an idea, you can't send to get an idea shliach because you can't account for your favor consideration. So, Rabbi Herzog and the Shuva says that whole consideration is because we're choshesh that there's Breira and derisas. But the Gecherish itself is only Darbanan. So, you don't have to be concerned. So, that's how he took care of that issue as well. Okay.